with this spring sports spotlight about Pella High School girls soccer junior Ashley Hardman. I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS.
What was your initial reaction to the news that you wouldn't be able to play soccer this year?
I was really frustrated just because last season was so great and we made so many great bonds with all the girls, and it was sad to see them go, but I was super excited to get to know some of the new girls on the team and just to hopefully have a strong of a season and hopefully make it to the state tournament.
What are some of maybe your favorite memories or moments top of mind playing the game of soccer, especially again with so many of you that we're going to come together again this season?
So I've played soccer with a lot of these girls for a long time now, and I have some great memories from going to the Coles Cup when we used to play club together, and it's really cool to be able to play with them all throughout high school, and I'm just super excited, and hopefully we can have a great senior season, and I just can't wait for it.
There are three seniors who are coming back from varsity, and then, like I said, a large group of juniors, so there was a good possibility that your class was going to have to fill a lot of the leadership role, especially with so many good players that have graduated the last couple of years. You know, what were you hoping to do, and what were you hoping that you were able to learn not only from that group, but to start passing on to those younger players as you started to fill that leadership role?
Yeah, that's a good question. I just was kind of hoping that all of us could learn how to play really well together and really unite as a team on the field and hopefully off the field as well. And so with this season not being able to happen, hopefully we can be even stronger next season and hopefully still have just as good a bonds even without the seniors this year.
Well, and we'll talk a little bit about what you do outside of soccer. Ashley, many people may know you as a member of Forte and the dance program there. What are some of your favorite things about being a part of dance and being a part of Forte and a lot of the success that the program's had the last couple of years? I bet it's been a lot of fun.
Yes, it has been super fun. It's really crazy to think that I've been on the team for 4 years now and that it's going to be our last season together. And so we're just kind of staying positive and hoping that, you know, we'll still be able to do everything that we did the last season. And this year we have a lot of new incoming freshmen, so our team is going to be the biggest that it's been all throughout my high school career. And so I'm really excited to kind of, you know, show and help all the underclassmen so that when all of us seniors leave next year, that they'll be just as strong.
Well, and I imagine dancing is not easy, especially when you're putting on performances that require all of you to be together and be in sync. I imagine that that's been kind of an interesting challenge that you've had to work on as you try to probably not only stay in shape for soccer, but for that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Learning routines is really fun for me too. And then I feel like throughout the years, you just start to learn and memorize choreography even better than you have before. And so I'm just super excited to be a leader to the underclassmen and hopefully help them to be able to perform with us and just, I don't know, hang in there.
And there is hopefully light at the end of the tunnel, and there will be a school year next year. Ashley, what are some of your goals, whether it be soccer or Forte or whatever, as you head into your senior year?
Some of my goals are just making the most of my senior year, you know, creating those memories that I'll remember for forever. And obviously for Forte, you know, doing really well at state and hopefully getting even better and stronger than we were last year. And then for soccer, the same thing, you know, making it to the state tournament and having great memories and getting to know the girls and just playing super hard and having a fun time.
Specifically to soccer, Ashley, what do you hope your class is able to not only accomplish on the field, but especially in a leadership role, knowing that there's a lot of players that are going to be missing out on, you know, you're going to have a lot of freshmen and sophomores that never played a varsity game. How do you hope to be that leader and how do you hope to move into next spring?
I feel like having leadership roles is such a big thing. And thankfully, last year we had great seniors, even this year we've had great seniors, you know, to kind of help us lead and give us advice. So I'm just hoping that hopefully we can all give just as good of advice as they did to us.
Once again, for the Spring Sports Spotlight about Lady Dutch soccer junior Ashley Hardman, I'm Andrew Schneider on KRLS.